The top two editors of the New York Times resigned yesterday. Publisher Arthur Sulzberger Jr. said he reluctantly agreed it was time for the editors to go. The decision followed more than a month of turmoil at the nation's most prestigious newspaper. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Howell Raines, the executive editor, and Gerald Boyd, the managing editor, announced their decision to hundreds of staffers in the paper's New York newsroom. Under their guidance, the paper won a record 7 Pulitzer Prizes last year for coverage of terrorism and war. But 5 weeks ago, reporter Jason Blair resigned under fire for plagiarism and outright lies. A subsequent probe of the paper's reporting and editing standards led to questions about the work of many Times reporters, including Star reporter Rick Bragg. He has since resigned. Jim Naughton, president of the Poynter Institute, a school for professional journalists, says the Times' problems represent a bigger set of issues for American journalism.
What I think really has been going on in some of these newsrooms is a change in culture and a generation of journalists who don't want to be dictated to by leaders but want to be collaborators in the development of really first-rate journalism. And the turmoil, by and large, is reminiscent of the kind of thing that happens on a sports franchise when the players believe that the manager or the coach is somehow at fault for the failings. And they go to the owner, and next thing you know, there's a new coach. And I'm being a little flip in saying that, but I really think there's a revolt at the New York Times that has been underway for some time.
What's the consequence for the newspaper industry in general from what has happened now at the New York Times?
Well, I think one of the good outcomes of this is that there is already indication that news organizations are going to be more careful about things like being sure that datelines are accurate and that people are actually doing their own work rather than taking credit for someone else's. And I think there will be a general tightening of standards and values. Now, a lot of what goes on in newsrooms is the product of culture and ingrained beliefs that you have to live up to a certain set of standards. And it's, in some newsrooms, a set of written standards, but even where they are written, not everyone pays slavish attention to them. And it's valuable periodically to go back, restate them, re-examine them, freshen them, and remind people why they exist. And I think a lot of that has already begun in newsrooms across the country.
Jim Naughton, do you think that the level of credibility and trust in not only the New York Times, but in local newspapers across the country, including some of which run dispatches from the Times Wire service, may have been deeply injured by the events of the last month at the New York Times?
Well, I think it was injured. I don't know that it was deeply injured, and I think we are much more inclined in the journalism craft to be alarmed about what happened at the Times than the public generally is.
So you don't believe that the American public is distrustful of American journalism in general, and that many Americans, according to polls, would say, you know what, I've never trusted what I read in the paper, and whenever it involves me, I always find that there are some mistakes, some major, but often minor.
Well, I don't know that I said that. I do think that most Americans are distrustful of what they read in newspapers, what they hear on the radio, what they see on television, and in many cases, what they view online. And that's a healthy kind of skepticism about any source of information from any institutionalized source. So I don't think that's entirely new. What is new here is that there has been a clear lapse at the New York Times, which many of us have long regarded as among the paragons of the craft of journalism.
Jim Naughton is president of the Poynter Institute. He's former executive editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer and was a correspondent for the New York Times in the 1970s. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.